At Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
South Carolina and all that. What happened there?
I don't know.
We don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're underway, apparently.
We are
underway. We have lots to get to. It's going to be primarily college football. I do want to get to some NFL today. You know, I want to say one thing before we start. I want to remind people who your coach is. Because, I have said a million times. First of all, I think in a way the whole stuff with Coach Sweeney at the press conference about, you know, if you want me going or stuff, I think it's a little bit of a red herring because I don't think any serious person wants Dabo Sweeney gone. I think every Clemson fan that – every serious person that I know, Clemson fan, Clemson media member, et cetera, wants Dabo Sweeney to be here forever. I think everyone fully recognizes that he's the best leader of any college program. I still believe that. I don't care what the record is this year. It doesn't change. I think he's the best leader of any college program. I think he's a super elite coach. You know, he mentioned in that press conference that that he's just becoming a coach now. That, you know, that it's basically taken this period of time. And so he's talking about the future and bright things ahead. And I can believe in all that. I'm not going to doubt the man in terms of any of that. I do think that, and you want to know who he is. I hope everybody saw the Jordan Travis comments about Dabo Sweeney. There's a little video. I retweeted it. Jordan Travis, the Florida State quarterback, after he got hurt, he received a call, and apparently the phone showed up on his phone. It showed up as might be Dabo Sweeney, and he's like, so he took it. You know, he had just gotten hurt, he was out, and you know, obviously really depressed, and Dabo Sweeney made him feel a million times better. And Jordan Travis says to this day, man, never say anything negative about Dabo Sweeney because he will fight you because of what Dabo Sweeney did for him. And I think that's who this guy is. So, you know, I think you have a tremendous leader of this program. Now, it doesn't mean he's always right. It doesn't mean anybody's always right. Nobody's always right. And, you know, there were a couple things in that press conference they still find a little bit, what are you doing in there, Ramona? What are you trying to kill something?
I'm busy.
You're holding like a clipboard up above your head for some.
I know, I'm busy.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. I've got a lot going on.
But, you know, there were a couple things in the press conference that I thought were a little bit odd, you know. And one of them was, you know, at one point, Coach Sweeney says, you know, if you're not all in, you know, basically, you know, I have a long memory, that kind of thing. It's not the media's job to be all in, right? It's the media's job to report things. Now, it's a Clemson-based media, and, you know, and you can get in this issue of access, et cetera. But the media still has their own job to do, and it's not to be all in. It should be separate. You know, listen, just across the board, what you saw with Brian Kelly, what you see with college coaches all over, you know, if these guys coached in a major NFL market and faced those media attacks, they would have no idea how to handle it. because you would get an entirely different reaction. It would be brutal compared to what, you know, coaches in college football are facing in most cases. So I thought that was one thing. And then, you know, when Coach Swinney asked, you know, why are we held to a different standard than all these other teams? And my answer to that is because your slogan is best is the standard. That's why. It's because you've won two national championships and because your slogan is best is the standard. So that's the why. You know, so that's just part of it. You know, I understand the frustration, but again, I think it's clear. This is not the fans' fault, and this is not the media's fault. You know, if you're not playing to the level that you thought you would play to, that's an internal thing that you've got to find a way to fix. And I think he knows that, but I think he's a little bit frustrated, and I think that's why you saw some of what you saw yesterday. In any case, you know, none of that. Look, I think there are two things. One is a big picture. In the big picture, this guy is still the greatest program leader in college football. And anyone who thinks they want to get rid of him, and again, I find most of those people to be the fringe people that, you know, the social media people who don't have a picture or a name or whatever. And, you know, they're free to say whatever they want. I think most reasonable Clemson fans, they don't think that at all. They're just not happy that you're not competing for national championships right now. And Dabo Swinney assures people that they're going to. But, you know, the part of the problem is that this was supposed to be the year. This was the year that everything led up to. You know, this was the year that you had grown up all these players and they were ready to take the next step. And I think that's why people are disappointed. And plus, it's what you tell us as well. You know, when you talk about how deep all these rooms are and how much talent you have, and I think it's frustrating to people then when they don't see some of these guys. You know, when the only running back you see is Adam Randall. When you don't see Eazy-E and you don't see Gideon Davidson, and you know, and quite honestly, at other times in history when the quarterback played poorly, you put somebody else in, you know, and the quarterback has not played well in three games. So, you know, if Christopher Vezina is everything that you've said he is, why haven't we seen him? Again, not as a replacement. I'm not talking about you're benching Cade Klubnik and going to a different – no. I'm talking about one series in the second quarter to see if he gives you a spark and to give Cade a different perspective, to let him watch for a few minutes. I think those things are fine. You know, I think that maybe we should have seen a little more of that. And we'll see what happens moving forward. Look, here's the reality, okay? The reality is, and Josh Phillips, I'll get to my man Josh in 1 second. The reality is this. If you look at the remainder of this schedule, these games are winnable. This team is not quite dead yet. These games are winnable. If Clemson gets on a roll and starts to look like we expected them to look, and again, it starts with the quarterback, then who knows? Maybe you can run the rest of the schedule. I think Notre Dame can run the rest of their schedule. I think Notre Dame is still a really good football team. And I think, and you know, I heard Ben and Kwok talk a little about Notre Dame. We're going to get to them later. But I think Clemson has a chance to do that. I don't think the Tigers have played well at all thus far. But I think playing well is still somewhere in there. It's in the mix of the ingredients that Clemson has. And so I think it's conceivable. Would I bet on it now? No, because as of yet, we've not seen any consistency anywhere, particularly on offense. You know, again, Clemson is really 121st in the nation in first down production. That's not going to win you many football games. So that's got to change dramatically, and we'll see if it does. You know, and I know other people have struggled with offense too. I'm going to get to those other teams later because I think each case is different. But, you know, I think it's conceivable. I also think it's conceivable you lose to Syracuse. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't really think it is. But I don't know what to think right now. So, you know, this game, it is one step at a time, and it's this game, and it's winning this game and starting to develop some sort of positive momentum, and then see what happens from there. I think that's where you are, and we'll see. I don't know the answers to this right now with this football team. This so far, this is not the team I expected to see, and quite frankly, it's not the team Dabo Swinney expected to see either. So you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. Josh, how are you, Josh? Good to have you.
Doing well, Walt. I agree with you. Notre Dame is going to be a good team, just not this week, my man. they gotta roll into Bobby Petrino land. Really pleased with the Hogs and how they play. Let one slip away against Ole Miss, but Talon Green just looks awesome.
He's a freak. You know, Josh, I put him either five or six on my preseason quarterback list and said I thought he'd be a first-round draft pick, and people thought that was crazy. Well, it doesn't look so crazy now, does it? You know, and by the way, I wonder if it's possible anybody digs up Bobby Petrino again after this season.
Well, you know, Clemson folks are whining about the offense. Hopefully they'll not forget who Bobby Petrino is. And they'll let Dabo keep calling the plays. You know, I saw Coach Sweeney, and listen, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sweeney. Think the world of him. But I think he's got to reassess his role as the head coach. You know, when Clemson was the best, they had Brent Venables calling the defense. They had Chad Morris calling the offense, and Dabo was just kind of managing and recruiting. And it seems he's injected himself into the offense. And if anything, Walt, he needs to fire himself as a play caller because, listen, he may have other jobs, like he said in his press conference, but nobody's hiring him to be an offensive coordinator anywhere. So that's just not what his specialty is. And that's my thing for this offense that was really frustrating. I was like you and a lot of people. I've been really high on Klubnik. I thought the kid was really coming into his own. I thought, you got five-star at quarterback, five-star at offensive line, five-star at receiver, and then they just kind of come out and throw a dud, you know, the last 3 weeks. So it just seems like, to me, Klubnik might be a little confused, like he's getting too many messages in his head. He doesn't really look sure throwing the football and where he's going with the ball post-snap after the play starts to develop. And I think that's something that happens during the week, during film session and what's going on a little bit behind the scenes. So, you know, and you and I both
but,
know.
But, you know, Josh, look, the problem is he's had the same.
This is not the air raid.
Right, but look, the problem is he's had the same ingredients around him. So at some point,
yeah,
it's got to be
true.
On him. You know, he's had open guys that he's missed. You know, it seems like each game is almost a little bit of a different issue. I think his decision-making has been terrible. And I think we always want to blame coaches because it's easier to blame coaches than blame a bunch of players. But I think this is has been more of a Cade Klubnik issue thus far. Now, it's the coach's issue to make sure that the quarterback is as comfortable as possible. But Cade should have been comfortable. Now, look, some things happened to disrupt that comfort level. He lost Antonio Williams, which I've said over and over, that was his security blanket. And to a lesser extent, Jake Brenningstuhl was the other security blanket.
Yes.
You know, we heard
big
about how great the tight ends were going to be. Well, they may be great at some point, but they're not Brenningstuhl now. So, you know, basically, he knew every game where 12 throws were going. You know, he knew that six balls were going to Antonio Williams and six were going to Brenningstuhl or something of that sort. And he doesn't have either of those now. And so I think he was hurt in that regard. And then I don't think Clemson expected to see what Blake Baker at LSU threw at him. You know, last year, Baker couldn't do any of that stuff because he didn't have Weeks and he didn't have Perkins. And so, you know, he wasn't aggressive. Clemson got the Missouri version of Baker, a hyper-aggressive dude, and they brought blitzes from everywhere. And the first thing Cade did, Josh, is he resorted to his old tendencies. He bailed. He ran. He, instead of sitting in there and making throws to the vacated areas where the blitzers were, where the corner fires were coming from, he bailed. And you just can't do that. There are times you just have to stand in as a quarterback and make throws. And he didn't do it. And I think that put ghosts in his head, and I think he's been struggling since.
Yeah, and when you're having issues up front, that doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence when you're sitting back there and you're a little jittery to begin with. And that's another thing I've been really astonished by is the leakage and in the missed assignments by the offensive line. You know, with a veteran group, you'd have thought they'd have shored up, you know, a lot of that stuff. But, you know, as old Parcells used to say, your record is what it says it is. You got to live with that, and hopefully they can get things switched around. Listen, I like Klubnik. I think the kid's been in the wars. He's you know, I don't like bashing players, especially collegiate ones.
Josh, look, that changes though. When a guy gets to be
a running game,
Look, when a guy gets to be a senior and he's being paid a boatload of money, I'm sorry, that changes. You're basically a pro, you know, in terms of the money you're getting, everything else. And if you're going to accept all that stuff, then you're going to be subject to criticism too.
That's a fair point. That's an absolutely fair point with it. And Dabo's got to understand that. You can't say, I heard what you said when we were coming to me. You know, you can't sit there and say best is the standard and we want to be the tip of the spear and then whine when people hold you to that level. So, you know, I'm not real big on coaches attacking their fan bases. I know he's frustrated. I know the kids are frustrated. But at the same time, you can't tell people how to feel about a team that they've, Clemson people spend a lot of money over there and to get a product, and you kind of build your own monster. And you just either understand that as a head coach or you go find something else to do. But, tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sweeney. He's done a phenomenal job, and I do hope they get the ship. And then hopefully my Hogs can put something together on both sides of the ball and we can get a big win at home against Notre Dame.
You know, Josh, on the offensive line front, I don't actually think the offensive line has played that poorly. I don't think it's been great. It's not been lived up to the billing. It was never the number one offensive line in the country, as people were saying, and Cade Klubnik was never the number one quarterback in the NFL draft. But, you know, I think that the offensive line, you know, you know this, Josh, as well as most. Look, game one, you don't let them eat at all. All they do is face blitzes all game, blitz pickup all game, and you don't ever run the ball. I mean, you went a whole half without handing the ball to a running back. And my contention there was you hurt your quarterback there because, Josh, these little three-yard gains, four-yard gains, they matter. They matter in terms of picking up first downs. That's all LSU is doing.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's second and seven is a big difference between second and ten. You know, you're a fan of the New England Patriots and Brady and all that stuff. If on first down, Brady throws an incomplete pass, what do they do on second down? They hand the ball off so that on third down, they're facing third and six instead of third and ten. You know, and those hidden yards, those little gains, they're the difference between winning and losing, and I think they were in the LSU game. LSU did that, and I think that helped Nussmeier, whereas Clemson never did that, and I think that hurt Klubnik.
Now, didn't they? I know they moved the big wide receiver over to running back.
Yeah, Randall.
I thought Clemson had a kid from Purdue or somewhere that everybody was excited about.
Well, they got Gideon Davidson, the freshman. Josh, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm way late for a break. No, and I think he needs to play a little bit too. Hey, Josh, good speaking with you as always. Thank you, man. Quick break. Mark.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Mail, making men, men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-calling as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son, just like a bullet leaves a gun. With a charcoal eyes and Monroe hips, she wouldn't took that.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. By the way, Ramona, we have you all. We love Tom Waits, so don't we, Ramona? Yes, we do.
We do.
We love Tom Waits. You know what else we love? Our sales department. They're so good.
Sales? Oh yeah.
They are so good.
Yeah.
And Hannah gets a special shout out right now.
Hannah.
Yeah.
How about that? She does.
You know, she looks so sweet and innocent. But she's a killer.
She is a killer. She's a killer.
Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. That's no good. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's worse. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you in your home if not addressed. Canty foundation specialists are the exact people to fix it. They are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of our budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, Mark and Joe, I'm coming right to you. I just want to touch on a couple things that Josh said. I also want to make sure that people understand I did not say that. You know, and what I mean by that is, look, Dabo Swinney's the head coach. He has a right to be involved in anything. I also think he's a much smarter guy than people understand. And I think he does really know offensive football to a very high degree. And I don't think he has wanted to meddle. I think a head coach is always going to have some sort of say. But I think that he was disappointed early on with some of the things that happened. And so, you know, if he got a little bit involved, I don't think that's meddling. So I would differ a little bit there. Plus, again, I think that's well within his prerogative to do so, especially if he's unhappy with something. So I view that a little bit differently. But again, I think he's still the best head man in America. And there's nobody in any real serious Clemson circle has any intent of Dabo Swinney leaving the program. He's going to be here for life, hopefully, and he's going to do a lot of winning. There's no doubt. All he does is win. I mean, we're talking about degrees, and that's the issue. You know, that's the real issue. When best is the standard, it hasn't been best for a few years. It's been good. It's been better than it is most places. You know, again, no one's firing any 10-win coach. That's the way it is. But the question is, can you get back to being a legit national championship contender? And, of course, Dabo says yes, and I believe that. But this was supposed to be one of those years. This was the year that, you know, everything pointed towards and you know, it was seemingly the time. So we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. Mark and then Joe right now. Mark, how are you, Mark? Good to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Walt. I wanted to get your viewpoint on leadership, particularly from the quarterback position. I saw an interview with Garrett Riley. You probably saw it, and I don't know if this was preseason, but they were the reporter asked him, "What about leadership on the offensive side of the ball?" And he said, "Well, we've got great leadership with Adam Randall. We've got great leadership with Antonio Williams." He mentioned Lee and Lincecum on the line and one other lineman, but he never mentioned Cade. And it seems like Cade might not have those intrinsics of a demand for excellence, the kind of passion that we saw with Watson and that we saw that we didn't see with DJ. And I'm just wondering how you would grade him out as a leader at that critical position.
It's, you know, Mark.
And if you think that's part of the lack in our offense.
You know, Mark, it's an interesting point, and I remember some of that interview. I don't remember the subject of Cade coming up, so I'm not sure that he was excluded by design, if that's the inference. But I think that Cade right now is lacking confidence, and I think it's hard to be a leader if you're not confident in yourself. And I think that's the real dilemma. It's not that I don't think it's that he lacks that. I think we saw in high school he had that. Now, this isn't high school, but he played at a high level of Texas football, and he looked like he had it, and he sure looked like he had it in the second half of the game in Austin last year and at other points. But I think that he has lost confidence. And when you've lost confidence, it's hard to be that guy. And I think it's also hard to convince other people that you're that guy. And I think this team is going through that right now. So it's the coach's jobs to help him regain that confidence to the extent that he can. I think you're at a tipping point, though. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, Clemson's season now sort of hangs in the balance one way or another. If it goes the right way and Cade gets back in a rhythm and starts feeling better and shows the confidence and leadership that you hope to see, this team could, in theory, run the table. On the other hand, you're subject to losing at any point right now based on how the offense is playing. And if you suffer an unexpected loss, for example, against Syracuse, if you were to lose a game like that, then I think you have to basically reshape your thoughts on the whole season. I think at that point, Christopher Vezina has to come into the conversation. So I think that's where you are right now, and I don't know how it's going to play out, Mark.
Do you think? Well, I'll ask one more question. I'll let it go. Do you think some of these blue chip players that are getting a lot of cash dropped in their hands? You think what percentage of these guys do you think play for self preservation for the NFL? And I'll say goodbye and listen to your answer.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. It's a really fair question. I don't have the answer to that. My answer to that is this. I think when you start thinking about preserving your health and staying healthy, I think that's when you're most likely to get hurt. I think when you're thinking about doing the right things and playing football, then you're probably going to be good. I think it's true. You know, I think the way you prove that is anyone who's experienced a sports injury, like you get hurt in one particular area. Now you're favoring it. And because you're favoring it, you get hit again in the same spot and again. And I think that's sort of human nature. So, I think that is it conceivable? I don't know. You know, all we heard about was these guys' work ethic and how hard they were playing. And, you know, Peter Woods came in condition, obviously, and Parker was set for a big year. And, you know, there was a lot of draft talk and that kind of stuff. But, you know, hey, look, when you're getting paid, I think that you're free game now. I mean, when you're getting paid, you are open, 100% open to criticism. I mean, I think the days of we can't say anything about college players, I think that's way gone. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going? I think you're correct. You know, I fundamentally think Cade needs to play better. And I don't think he's the guy that people thought he was, like, going to be a first-round draft pick. I thought that was ludicrous. I thought he was going to be good. I had you guys going 10-2, 11-1. But, you know, he just hasn't played well, and the defense hasn't played well either. I was kind of stunned. You know, some of the receivers were getting wide open. And I don't know. I think it's wildly optimistic to think Clemson's going to go 10-2 at this point. I think based on what? You
well,
know, honestly, based on what?
Well, again, I think the schedule's favorable. And Joe, and honestly, part of this is that you're not what we expected either. You know, so
that's fine, Walt.
Hold on a second. What I'm talking about is target games. Okay, games against teams that were supposed to be elite. All right. So right now, you don't look elite. So that game doesn't look as daunting as it did. And the game that looks the most daunting is the Florida State game, and that's still here, and that's off one football game. I mean, we have basically seen Florida State play one football game. They played nobody last week. They're playing nobody this week. So, you know, we need to see a little more from them. I don't believe in Louisville at all. So there's that. And you look at the rest of that schedule, and there's a lot of soft landing spots on that schedule if they could start to develop some confidence.
I think Clemson's going to lose at least two more. At least two.
Okay.
Maybe three. And
two.
You know, you said on air that you guys barely almost beat lost to Troy at home. I mean, we've seen three games. Clemson hasn't played up to their potential. They haven't. And I think two losses is going to be what's going to happen in the rest of the season. I think South Carolina is a 6-16 because we have an idiot.
Wait a minute. Who's Clemson losing to? That's what I'm asking.
I think
I'm not saying
State
you're wrong.
Somebody else.
Okay.
And then somebody else because you got to play better. You got to play better, Walt. Yeah, it's been three games. I haven't played.
Yeah, but the season isn't over in three games, you know, and teams do get better. So, you know, Clemson has plenty of talent to run the table. Based on the schedule that's left, Clemson could certainly, with the talent they have, run the table. I don't think that's even arguable. Now, are they going to? Are they going to? Would I bet on it? No, I would not bet on it. I would bet the opposite. I right now, you know, they have to play significantly better just to worry about beating Syracuse. These things are true, but I'm not ready to pronounce burial rights on anybody quite yet because I look around the country and I don't see a lot of great football being played anywhere.
I think both schools are gonna. It's not gonna be the season that either one expected. We are what we are at this point.
Joe, you were so geeked up just a week ago. You're going to walk the dog on Vandy.
That was before watching a Vanderbilt shove around our defensive line at home. That's a totally different conversation. Again, that did happen, and that happened in the first half. And the schedule is harder. I don't think it's going to be like 4-8 like people are freaking out. But at the end of the day, Walt, you know, like this weekend, for instance, I don't care who plays a quarterback. We're going to get lose by two touchdowns in Missouri. You know, it's kind of a – it is what it is. But I think as far as nationally goes, well, I'll be honest. I think the Big Ten's loaded. I think Oregon and Penn State and Ohio State, those are the three. I don't think anybody has presented themselves in the SEC yet. And I think it's wildly insane that Indiana's favored over Illinois this weekend. I think that's nuts. I would – put everything I have on Illinois to win that game. But appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe. See, I don't know. I'm torn on that game. And you know, it's curious. It's Matt, brother of Joe, is next.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, we'll get to Matt, brother of Joe, as soon as we get back. Quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
That's a Road Rage top five song of all time. Hey, by the way, Darian Rencher yesterday wrote, FYI, best is a standard never meant being the best in comparison to others, but being best in relation to yourself and the team. Now, Darian did go on and was questioned by a lot of people because obviously that brought up the obvious question. Well, Darian, are they playing up to that standard of being the best that this group should be to themselves? And Darian admitted that freely that they are not. In fact, he said, absolutely not. Now, I know the entire staff players would say the same. They're a much better team than they've shown so far. But, Darian, they aren't. That's the problem. Because It's very much Bill Parcells and what he said. You are what your record says you are. That's just the reality. And, you know, it's nice to think that, and we all thought that, but now it's time to prove that, and we'll find out. I mean, in theory, they are, but in practicality, they've not played well. And, you know, we'll find out whether they can play better. I mean, I think that's at issue right now. You know, again, you're 121st in the nation in first downs. I mean, the stats say 108, but there are 13 teams behind you that have only played two games that, if you extrapolate their numbers out, they would all be better than you. So Clemson's 121st in the nation in first down production. That's nuts. I mean, that just sucks. I mean, you can't win that way. So some things have to change, obviously. And it starts with Cade. I mean, if Cade isn't great, then this team is not winning anything. You know, and they are going to finish with a disappointing year by Clemson standards. By best is the standard. Because basically, whether you view best as the standard as a comparison to others or being the best in relation to yourself, the team, it amounts to the same thing at the end of the day. It's about, you know, whether you're the best you can be, and if this team was the best they could be based on the expectation level, this is a team that should have competed for the national championship. But right now, it doesn't look like they're going to sniff that. Now, again, it may change. I don't agree with what Joe said before. Matt, I'm coming right to you. I don't agree with what Joe said before because I do think all the remaining games are winnable. Now, I admit, I think Florida State looked good against Alabama. I still think Alabama sort of sucks other than Simpson. And so I don't know what to make of that quite yet. I mean, I want to see Florida State play somebody else before I start crowning them as being, you know, a threat to win the ACC or whatever. I want to see more from them. And they may be that. They may well be that. But we've seen one game of football from them against an Alabama team that looked lost and dazed and confused. So there's more to be seen. And so since we don't know that yet, you look at the rest of Clemson's schedule, South Carolina, at South Carolina, doesn't look nearly as daunting as it did, right? Now, maybe that will change. Maybe it will look daunting by the end. Maybe they'll beat Missouri this week. Maybe they'll go on to win a bunch of games, and that will be a really tough spot at the end of the season. But as of now, they don't look that great either. I'm not impressed with Louisville. I didn't think I would be. I think Moss sucks, and I don't think there's a way around that. I thought they looked like crap in their first game. I think the rest of these games, I mean, you're in a soft landing stretch of the season right now. These are games that you're going to be significantly favored in. And you have to string them together and win and start playing better and start feeling better about yourself. And then you'll see. Then we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's unthinkable. I don't think it's unthinkable. I think it's possible. All right. I think it's possible. Do I think it's likely based on how they played to date? No, I don't. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, well, I guess I saw the bat symbol, so to
yes,
speak, and
you
I
did.
Had a call
yeah,
right after
did.
The show. I was going to give you a story to make fun of him, but I was like, maybe I should drift away from that. It's not good radio. this call is probably a little all over the place. Arkansas plays Memphis. I believe that game's at Memphis this weekend.
Yeah.
I think that's probably an underrated game.
Yeah.
I know Arkansas, I like the quarterback, but I really like what the Memphis coach has done with that program. How do you feel in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Memphis is a tough team, and, you know, your head coach is an old offensive line coach, and I think he's terrific, and I think Arkansas in Green, you can make a case that Green's the most dynamic player in America. I think he's in that conversation, you know, and I think he's, I said before the year, I thought for sure he'd be a round one draft pick, and I think there's no question he's going to be. So I'm, you know, I don't think they have a lot else. I mean, but, I think that combination of he and Petrino is live. So I'm interested to see it.
The kid has a NFL arm. He just needs to develop his touch, it seems like, and more precision passing, but the clips I saw, he was pretty good. With American Conference, right now as it stands, who do you think is the leading team right now? is it still Navy and Tulane?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in Navy. I mean, Navy's averaging like 8 yards a play, and I think Horvath is a witch. And so I really believe in Navy, and I think Tulane is loaded. I mean, if you talk about the G5 schools, I think Navy, Tulane, Old Dominion, who I think has been a real surprise to this point. I think those three teams are sort of the teams I'm looking at this point. And, you know, and we'll see who else.
And I guess two last points that I'll run, if I can. Kansas State needs to fire that coach now. I think it's beyond an embarrassment to that program. Arizona beat their brakes off. I watched some of that game last week, and I don't ever remember a consistent Kansas State team being beat up consistently throughout a season and underperforming as bad as they are. Snyder's turning over wherever he's at. I know he's still alive, obviously, but he might as well walk into that office and kick him out himself. But it's pretty much of an embarrassment. That's my point on that, I guess. Do you think my Colts will run with this fool's gold what we have in Jones and make it maybe win the division this year, or do you think it's just start of the season? It's just something that happens.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. I think there's a lot of life with the Colts. I think that Tyler Warren was a great draft pick. I think he fell into your laps, and you were smart enough to take him. Can you believe in Daniel Jones over the course of a whole year? I don't know. He's playing well so far. You know, so and that division is, you know, not great. So it's, I think the Colts are live. In terms of Klieman, look, here's the thing with Klieman. Klieman's probably the second best coach in Kansas State history. You know, he's not Bill Snyder, obviously, but he did win a Big 12 title. And I think you have to consider that. I think he's been there 6 years, I want to say. And I think he's done a pretty good job overall. I don't understand, you know, and I've said this all off season. I don't even remember when I heard them say this, but they have stuck to this. And I saw it last year. I don't understand why they have a quarterback who's an absolute dual threat, whose greatest strength is his legs, because it's absolutely clear to me that Avery Johnson's greatest strength is his legs, and they have none of it in their game plan. I just do not get it. And they said, this was last year, when he rushed for over 600 yards, they didn't want him running. And he should have rushed for over 1,000 yards. It should have been a big featured part of their game plan, because if they do that first, then he'll kill people at the second, third level with eye discipline issues. But they refuse to do it. You know, they will not run him. They don't have any quarterback run as part of their game plan. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It's just mystifying to me. And it's dumb. And so I wouldn't fire him, but I would talk to him. This is the school of Bill friggin' Snyder, my man. I mean, this is Michael Bishop and L. Roberson and, you know, and Jonathan Beasley and all those cats. That's the school that you're coaching at, my man. And you've got a guy who's a great runner, and you want to turn him into a great thrower, which is never going to happen because he's not gifted as a thrower. He's pretty darn average as a thrower, but he is incredibly gifted as a runner. And when you run him first, guess what happens? He becomes gifted as a thrower. It's not that complicated. I knew they were going to do this, which is why I did not rank them before the year, which is why I was down on them. And I'm still down on them. I'll tell you who I'm not down on. I'm not down on AMPM Farms. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Are you kidding me? Platt and Ashley Moore, 900 acres in Fountain Inn, true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines, hormones, huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country does. This is true farm-to-city. This is true farmer's market. That's what it is. You are getting the absolute best beef on the planet. It is unbelievable. 99% of the beef in America is fed hormones and other crap that you do not want in your beef. Trust me, I have had it. It is incredible. You need to get there. You can also, they also have whole cows and half cows, and unlike anywhere else, they'll deliver it to your door. They do all the butchery. They do the vacuum pack seals and all that stuff. It's unbelievable. Trust me when I tell you. Local grass-fed beef, 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free. Right now, they're running specials on their hamburger. Their hamburger is the best hamburger anywhere. You get 20 pounds or more, and you get a terrific discount right now. You can go try the AMPM burgers. I think the bacon burger is what's special right now. It's unbelievable. Also, it's a butcher's market too, and their butchers are the best in America. They're trained chefs. They are, and so you can go in to any of their establishments. You can ask them questions, and they can answer. They can cut any cut of beef you want, any cut of beef. Steak lover, they got it all. Weekly burger flights, organic chicken, 70 vendors, okay? It's a true farmer's market. It's unbelievable. Just in time for football season, AMPM Farms Butchery and Market on your weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgate this season, visit one of their three locations, from Fountain Inn, Allenbridge Road, and Greenville and Lawrence Road, and Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. I promise you'll thank you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's official, Jazz on the Alley, every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9 with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists.
Change, change, change.
Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate.